Now you say Shy City, Shy City, Shy City.
I'm coming home again.
Welcome back to RBKD. You can always be a part of the show. Hit us up via Twitter. I'm at Rod Babers in the Twitterverse. Kevin Dunn at KevinDunn01. And my man Cameron at Cameron D. Parker doing a great job DJing a Way Back Rap Wednesday. Old school hip hop hump day right here on RBKD. We'll get into some Longhorn sports discussion here. Apparently.
This is Kanye.
This is Kanye.
Ah, yeah, I got one. There you go.
This is Jay. Oh, no doubt. This is actually an old Kanye. Mm-hmm.
Which is the only Kanye I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, you don't know the Kanye that's kind of gone through this metamorphosis recently.
No. Well, I've seen it non-musically.
Yeah,
but
you've seen
yeah.
it, but like, yeah, and I mean, now he's into, you know, gospel music and some other stuff, too. He's doing gospel rap. I don't know if you call it R&B, but he does auto-tune a lot where he thinks he can sing, but he's doesn't even have any singing talent, but he sings. I would say that, say what you want about Kanye, man. Kanye can reinvent himself as well as anybody.
He's got self-confidence.
He's a genius and he knows it, and that's part of the problem. That's a gift and the curse to Kanye is that he is a genius, but he also knows he's a genius, and that can lead to some downward spirals, which I think he has had several in his career already. But anyway, getting back to, I want to get to this name, image, and likeness deal, or at least name, image, and likeness movement actually happening on the 4 days. It's more like it because it's not just a deal. There's actually a company now called the Clark Field Collective that was a kind of a brainchild of a lifetime Longhorn who decided to really kind of forge a path and pioneer a new path for Texas when it comes to name, image, and likeness. So I want to get to that here. We'll talk about that. Also, Kenny Vaccaro, speaking of lifetime Longhorns, he is a part of that Clark Field Collective, but also he's doing his own thing. I mean, he's an entrepreneur and a businessman, and he's getting to the esports business, which is talk about one of the fastest growing industries in this country. I mean, esports is in that conversation. We know that now because the NBA has their own esports league. And now, yeah, even the NCAA, you're starting to see schools give out scholarships now for esports. Hell, Mark Cuban's got in Dallas, he's got an esports arena, right? He's like an esports center. Yeah, just for esports.
I bet the chicks are flocking there.
I know it sounds crazy, but dude,
I know.
They have sold out Madison Square Garden.
That blows my mind.
So people,
as someone who grew up playing video games, I guess you could call me what? I'm a gamer.
You are? No, we are some of the original gamers.
Yes, OG gamer.
But no, they have sold out arenas, people, just so as a spectator sport, people watch gamers play video games.
Which I still can't get into.
They're now paid. They get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars. Some of them might get millions to literally be their own persona in the gaming world. They're just like professional athletes up there in the gaming world. Trust me, I've seen Kenny Vaccaro actually on Twitch and on other streaming platforms. He plays the games, and I think he gets endorsements like through his gaming.
So
that's what he's doing now.
There's an ESPN story out today, and I'm looking at it this morning as we're trading stories. And
no, it's crazy, man.
NFL safety Kenny Vaccaro has decided to shift his focus from playing professional football to his pursuit of launching the esports organization. And he said, technically, I'm still a free agent, but this is where my mind has been the past 6 months, and this is what he wants to do. So he's essentially retiring from football. This is going to be
retired. Yeah. I mean, the NFL, I guess somebody could come calling, but why would – I think this is his plan B.
That's
it. This is now his life after football, and give it up for Kenny Vaccaro. I mean, what a hell of a move in terms of joining the esports world. It's something he's already got a connection to. He's obviously got a passion for it. And like we just talked about, I know it's hard for the older generation to fathom that when your kid comes to you and says, Mom or Dad, I want to be a gamer when I grow up. And not to laugh at them or slap them in the back of the head and say, boy, get out of here and go read something, go do some homework like our parents used to do. No.
Or like Quentin Tarantino's mom.
That's a great story, man. That's a great story.
I want to be a writer. Shut up, kid. Now she can't get a penny out of him unless the IRS is after her ass.
Support your kid's dreams. Until
or at least fake it.
At least fake it. There you go. Tell them they can be president when you know they can't. But yeah, I mean, it's a smart move by him. The esports gaming community is just huge. I mean, I was reading, I think this was last year actually. So
will tie in. We're gonna get back to the collective stuff. But this all kind of because he's part of this too.
If you look at it, most projections put the esports ecosystem on track to surpass $1 billion in revenue for the first time this year. Like, overall, they believe, like, it passed $1 billion in revenue this year. This is just, I believe, this is just the U.S. esports industry. And they said by 2022, we could be talking about $2
billion. God, Asia's got to be just blowing up.
That's why, internationally, I bet it's a whole different number altogether. But, man, there's a ton of money in esports. And all the pro sports, pro athletes are getting into it. Shaq's in it now.
Mm-hmm.
A ton of NBA guys in it because the NBA has their own esports league. But a lot of professional athletes are seeing this as another way for them to reinvent themselves post-NFL playing career.
So it's G1, and it's based out of Austin, and he's going to be managing that. And he's got a couple partners all set up, but he plans to manage G1 kind of like you would an NFL franchise. So it's based in Austin. The company has already started the process of building its roster. They're going to have – they've signed 8 players, 4 Destiny creators. I don't know what the hell that is. 4 Halo professionals, I know that, along with 1 coach. Full roster is going to be announced in about a week.
Man, how about this? The gaming community, just how fast it's growing. Nearly 70% of Americans, almost 222 million people, identify as gamers. Because you only got old people that also game now.
Right.
It used to be just a young people thing. Now you got 40-year-old men are like, no, I game. I'm a gamer.
So the same question I had at 10 years old, I just couldn't get 2 things off of my mind. Well...
yeah, we know.
There's one that was obviously there.
That's never going away. It's still there.
It's still there. It doesn't dominate. Doesn't dominate the space like it used to.
You got some self-control. You're a master of your domain.
Sometimes. Sometimes. Not this morning.
All right.
Too much information there. But there are 2 things on my mind. What are rappers going to do whenever they get old? And that's been answered.
Yeah, they cross over. Acting.
But the crossover was not an option back then. I thought, what are they going to do? You're going to be gangbanging at 55? You're going to be a grandfather?
No.
And still
no. No,
They made the transition.
Yeah.
And the other thing was, what are we going to do, us 10-year-olds that play video games? Are we going to be playing them at 40? Answer is yes.
Because you break it out every now and then.
I don't play it nearly as much, but I still, if I have time, I'll break it out.
Yeah.
I broke it out over the break.
Then that's the crazy thing about it. That's why the gaming industry is so profitable, at least in the foreseeable future, because, man, your consumer base just continues to grow.
Right.
Like, it'd be different if they, like, when you outgrew it, right? Oh, I'm 30, I don't play games anymore. No, 30-year-olds continue to play games now.
It's like the issue with Major League Baseball and the NBA. The NBA doesn't have anyone above 40 now, and Major League Baseball barely has anyone below 30.
Exactly.
It's like, I guess it's better for the NBA because one of them's headed towards death, but it's not good for either.
No, you're right about that. And
you want to get everyone.
Gaming's got everybody. Gaming essentially is what the cigarette industry wanted to do when they made candy cigarettes.
Yeah.
Right? Well, they probably didn't make them, but you get my point.
Yep.
Right? They want to introduce you to cigarette smoking or the cigarette culture at like 7 or 8 years old.
These are tasty.
Exactly. And then you basically continue to be a smoker until you die.
Yep.
And you're a consumer the entire damn time. That's gaming. You're starting out gaming at 8, 9 years old. You're probably before that. And now you're going to be gaming now in your
50s? Kids are definitely doing it before that.
Right? Now you'll be gaming in your 50s? That is a hell of a consumer model, man. That's brilliant. That is a hell of a business model. We should all get into esports. I mean, it really is. It is such a growing business.
You mean like
business.
Investing in it?
Yeah, yeah. It's such a growing business. It's just going to be massive by the time everybody quit. You know, actually everybody ends up, you know, I bet the COVID virus helped the boom of the esports too, because everybody was just inside.
It's
forever.
Also more inclusive. So most of us, you would not be part of this, or you may say you're part of this once you get to the NFL, but once you get to the NFL, you made it. Every level we go up, you may have been a good athlete, you may have been good at something, and that becomes more finite, right? That percentage drops, and the people that can really play it.
Yeah.
And so then you get to like college sports. I mean, I always laugh. People are like, oh, he's a D2 player. Do you know how impressive that is? To be a D2 baseball player?
Totally agree.
You know what that means? How good of a high school baseball player you were? And how much you were probably kicking ass at 13?
Yeah, there's like shame
playing
in
Little
for
League.
Those guys. Yeah,
right.
I'm with you. Yeah.
Like, it's impressive.
Yeah.
Well, this opens it up to almost anyone can do this. Whereas what you did playing in the NFL, almost everyone can't do it.
No, you're right. They continue to do it. That's why the gaming industry is so big. So congrats to Kenny Vaccaro, man. That's a smart move. And continue.
No, I was about to say, before we move on, I do want to say this. He said that I've been a gamer for longer than I've played football, and I've always thought of myself as a gamer first.
Go. How about that?
I was like, Kenny Vaccaro.
His first love.
Who
his first love
also
is gaming.
Played like a dude who wouldn't necessarily be a gamer.
That's crazy. I didn't realize his first love was gaming.
He was physical. He was instinctive. Like, he was a baller.
He's saying, I was a video game nerd before I was ever a football nerd.
Mm-hmm.
Man, there you go. That's a prime example of what we were just talking about.
Kenny V.
Yeah, no, like Kenny Vaccaro, I've had several conversations with him. He's a great entrepreneurial mind. He thinks like that. When you got money, you can think like that. He thinks like that and puts it into action. Like, he's always
Everyone does.
Not everybody does.
And he's also part of this new collective thing.
Yes, so the Clark Field Collective is a new initiative by some basically University of Texas donors and boosters and former Texas athletes themselves, lifetime Longhorns. They've all kind of got together to form this collective. They're calling it the Clark Field Collective, and they have secured an initial pledge commitment of $10 million for Texas name, image, and likeness, what they call activities. Essentially, they're going to be the middleman, the intermediary between student athletes and these companies, and they're going to pair them up, right, and just try to get these guys more name, image, and likeness deals. So it's not just football. It's just all sports for Texas.
There's a volleyball player on this.
Exactly. And they actually have some former lifetime Longhorns and former student athletes like Kenny Vaccaro, TJ Ford, Julian Johnson, all on board. And I'm assuming they're also those who have been probably the backers of this deal, too. Not only financially, but also putting their faces on it, too, and their brands on it. The sports marketing firm is ran by Nick Shuley. I believe he went to Texas as well. I think he said he used to room with Texas athletes at one point in the article I read, the Austin American Statesman. And Shuley said he can't control whether people say this $10 million name, image, and likeness deal is just a way to pay Texas athletes. But he's clear about this being NCAA compliant. That is completely NCAA compliant. And at the end of his quote is, at the end of the day, the athletes being eligible is the most important piece of this. TJ Ford, his quote is, with Austin now home to some of the biggest businesses in the world, we know there was an easy way to connect the business community to athletes while creating something that not only facilitates opportunity, but also educates and helps prepare them for life after sports. Kenny Vaccaro said, quote, Texas is always one of the highest grossing athletic programs in the NCAA. And we intend to ensure that all student athletes at Texas have a way of participating in these immense financial opportunities.
Cool.
So in a sense, they've hired the bag man. It's on.
Legally.
And from what I hear from Inside Texas, Eric Nylene, shout out to Inside Texas. He threw out there, this is one of two major name, image, and likeness projects going on right now to help Texas really kind of forge their own identity in the name, image, and likeness era. And that identity should be, you should be making it rain.
It should be. And they should do that.
Right.
I do know this. Yeah. There was frustration. And we talked about this, I think, probably during the summer, maybe in the spring when all this NIL stuff came down. Is that I was hearing that Texas was probably being overly cautious with compliance.
Yeah.
And that was frustrating some people because I know there were other programs that weren't. They were saying, hey, let's just do this and let's ask for or let's apologize later.
Yep.
And so I also have talked to Texas donors that really want to be a part of, hey, let's get these guys money, get these gals money, right? Mm-hmm. Let's do that. But how exactly do we do that? And that's where this, and I think the other initiative should say, look, we've got the money.
Yeah,
it's like anything you see that's charitable.
Mm-hmm.
Texas Central Food Bank does a great job. There's people that want to give. Yep. There's people that want to help. We need people to organize that and to actually get the resources to the right people.
Exactly.
And do it in a quick way.
Yeah, and they're just setting this up to be a simplified means, right, of accessibility for the boosters and the donors who want to contribute and the student athletes who want to take advantage of these financial gains. And all the Clark Field Collective is going to be is a middleman. I don't mean to kind of demean their role, but they're a middleman.
No, it's what's needed.
It's what's needed.
A middleman.
Exactly. They're going to take the money from the boosters and the donors and the companies, and essentially they're going to facilitate these name, image, and likeness deals, distribute that money to the student athletes, And that way, when you're recruiting, well, this is all comes down to, you can literally say, oh, no, we got the Clark Field Collective. Have you not heard of this? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, no, no. This is what happens. Boom, boom, boom. And break it down in a legal way, a constructive way. So I think, you know, it's smart. I'm with you. It probably should happen sooner with Texas. But they probably were setting it up, and I agree, in a cautious way so that they would know down the line when the fit hits the Shan, and it ultimately will, because there will be federal legislation nationally for name, image, and likeness at one point. Uncle Sam just got bigger fish to fry. Ain't really worried about it right now, and they don't need to. But right now it's a state-to-state thing. It's a state's legislative issue. So depending on what your local law says about name, image, and likeness, that's what you have to use to kind of build the framework.
Sooner or later, there were no laws, so just jump in.
You're right, there are no
laws. It's very Texas saying, well, what if they create one? Retroactively, they're not going to punish you.
The truth is, Texas and Texas A&M probably had representatives that were on, on the spot when they were writing the legislation.
Question.
You know what I mean? If they didn't, they did it wrong.
They did.
I know they did. I don't know they did, but I know they did.
I know they did. And it's one of those that it's easy to say, well, you know, our hands are tied. That's the law. But yeah, you help write that, though.
The law
don't
is
give me
pretty
that.
Much your interpretation
yeah,
of
don't
the
give
law
me that.
About anything. So I think it's a good move for Texas. Matter of fact, it's a great move for Texas. And when it comes to name, image, and likeness era, Texas should be, I know, top five, at least top five to top six or seven. In terms of name, image, and likeness deals and name, image, and likeness revenue. And
Totally agree.
I think Chip Brown said Bijan Robinson was close to making $1 million.
Bijan's made a lot.
And he's got another one. He got a – it was with
– Fighting, I believe.
I believe you are correct. I got to make sure I get it right here. I'll get it before we get out of here.
With DAZN.
Oh, good job.
Online sports network focused on boxing.
I don't even know if he likes fighting or not.
Doesn't matter.
Exactly. It doesn't matter.
Now, he did say this. When I was in middle school, I grew up to be a big boxing fan because of Floyd Mayweather.
Okay.
We'll be in Las Vegas this weekend promoting the some other fight.
And that's the beauty of name, image, and likeness, right? You actually can cater the things to the preferences or to the passions of the student athlete. Let's say they do have a passion for, I don't know, dogs, something random. I don't know, whatever it is. You can go like, hey, man, this guy, he actually owns two dogs. He works for the, you know, he actually volunteers for the Humane Society. Boom, Petco or somebody else decide, you know what? We're going to give him a name, image, and likeness deal. Like, you actually can, if you're a gamer, like, oh, man, I love gaming. I game all the time. You can actually cater it to that. If a guy has his own blog, a YouTube channel, all these, there's so many creative ways to be able to manipulate name, image, and likeness. There is no excuse for Texas not being at the forefront.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
It's also up to the players to play well. And if you don't put a good product out there, then I don't blame any company for not wanting to sign you.
I totally
just the
agree.
Truth, homie.
No, I agree. No. I'm with you. I am with you on that. And that should be incentive to want to play better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I get more money.
It's more money.
You literally get more money now.
Right.
Like, they would just give you more money if you were a better player. Come on now.
Yeah. And it's also why, I mean, I'm glad they're opening this up, but it's probably when you deal with the Brian Kelly or Lincoln Riley situation, hey, welcome to the real world. You wanted to be part of this, and you're in it now, and this is the way it is.
The way it is. You're getting paid now. And I know a lot of people are, and I know they're still student athletes, but, I mean, they are being paid now to a certain extent.
They are
being compensated.
Right.
So the pressure is up now, right? The pressure ante's up a little bit. I will say this. I can know we're up against it. And I was talking to a friend of mine about this, and I think this is just the beginning of the economic windfall that is going to come from name, image, and likeness. Anytime you have legalization, right, broad legalization, decriminalization of a commodity or a service that was once prohibited, you have these huge economic windfalls, right?
Yep.
You talk about old school prohibition of alcohol.
Right.
We talk about marijuana these days, right? The legalization of marijuana has led to now marijuana being one of the fastest growing industries in America. Right now, New Jersey is the sports betting capital of America.
Yeah, and that's about to just completely blow up.
It overtook Vegas in like 1 year after legalized sports betting in New Jersey. Yeah, there are 30 states right now where you have legalized sports betting.
Yeah.
And you've had these huge...
I just love the Jersey.
Jersey guy!
Which, I mean, it writes the script for you.
It does.
Right?
It does. But I just say, you can expect these huge economic windfalls when you have legalization or decriminalization of something that was once prohibited. And that's what basically compensating players... Prohibited for 100 years or whatever it was for the NCAA, and now you're going to see a lot of cash on the table. Cash, like you pointed out, that used to be under the table, now on the table. But don't think for a second that it still won't be some under the table cash, because in Colorado, where weed is legal, they're still selling weed.
They still got individual dealers.
They're still selling weed under the table. Trust me.
They are. And there's probably some people, sickos, that have gone to the shop and then hit their guy up after.
You know what? I wouldn't doubt it.
The shop didn't have what I was looking for.
You had a price shop. You got to compare. You got to compare.
All right. Props to Kenny Vaccaro for that, and also Texas. It's not too late, but it's something that a lot of us hearing stuff behind the scenes were like, well, we need to get this together. Maybe. And right at the nail on the head, we need a middleman.
Maybe you get Evan Stewart if you had it together earlier. I don't know.
Well, that's the other thing. A&M does a pretty good job of floating money around and all of them coming together. So that can be
they got a good bag man,
on the table now.
Better bag man?
Well, I want our bag man to get going.
Well, now you can hire the bag man. You put the bag man on payroll.
I think you need two bag
men. You need more than one bag man.
I need one under the table, a little guy, and I need one on top.
I agree with that. Yeah, you're right about
that. That sounded bad. All right, we'll get into just kind of some of the college coaching stuff. Brian Kelly did have his press conference. Get back into just the OU players, too, that are hitting the transfer portal. This is RB Katie on the Horn.
So I typed a text to a girl I used to see, saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I want to be. And I apologize if this message gets you down. Then I CC'd every girl that I'd CC round town. And hate to see y'all frown, but I'd rather see her smiling. Wetness all around me, true. But I'm no island, peninsula maybe. Makes no sense, I know crazy. Give up all this that's in my lap, no looking back. Spaceships don't come equipped with rear view mirrors. They dip as quick as they can. The atmosphere
keep it on
is
going here.
Ripped. I'm so
this
like
way.
A pimp. I'm glad it's
Rod
nice.
Knows
so
all
the
this.
From the sun would not burn me.
Put your mic on, Rod.
I don't want to cuss, though, because he cut out the cussing
like
words. But, yeah.
My partner yelling,
too soon. Don't do it. Reconsider. Great song.
Love a little Rod karaoke.
It might be close to being a perfect song, though. Players Anthem might be a perfect song.
It's a really damn good song.
Good song, man.
But for me, for my friends that absolutely love this, I think it's good, but it didn't hit me like it did other people.
Mm. No, it's great. Great job.
Cameron, good job today, man.
Well done.
You're an old soul.
Play your part.
Old
Pimp
soul.
C.
There we go.
The late, great Sweet James Jones.
There we go.
$64 cologne. MC, baby. Rest in peace, man. Good job. Well done.
Yep, good to have Cameron in here. It's actually good to see Steven, too. Steven Kabler. I shouldn't say good to see, but we're very happy with Cameron producing.
He's sad.
He's depressed, and he's been outside because he's about to do Under the Lights. That's coming up at 7 o'clock.
Under the Lights!
Guys will be on the road, and should be a great show. I think they're going to have Hank Carter on, who's the head coach at Travis. You got Lake Travis, Vandergrift, LBJ, Westlake. All of those teams.
Yeah,
competing.
I heard Craig Wade say this may be the best year ever if you consider all classifications at all levels for Central Texas high school football in terms of how far and how many teams are making runs in the playoffs.
I've watched a lot of Central Texas football. I'm going to take his word, though.
Craig Wade, so I was like, okay, I'm going to take that and just throw
that.
It out there.
I'll take it.
I've done no research on it. Craig Wade said, and I will repeat it.
Yep.
Because Craig Way said it.
And we got Cameron, who's doing play-by-play for LBJ.
Oh!
So he's wearing the LBJ Jaguars shirt. Their gear is always nice.
Well, there's a groundswell of support for LBJ.
It's the head coach.
Well, just because we haven't witnessed basically city ISDs win a state title in decades.
Yeah.
Right. I'm talking about, because I know Westlake, but Westlake is its own city, so. We love you guys, but you're your own city.
Would Reagan? Reagan wouldn't have been the last one. Not like my mom's
know.
Reagan.
I know Houston was Yates in 85, right?
Yeah.
Was it 85 or 80? When was Yates? It was Dallas Carter in 85. I don't know. Yates was in the 80s still.
That Carter team that had.
When was Carter? 85?
Like 30 guys that went D1.
Didn't they get stripped from them too?
I think they did.
Okay. So that team in Dallas, then you have Yates in H-Town, HISD. I don't know when the last awesome one was. I couldn't tell you. I mean, you probably would know.
I'm trying to think. I mean, I don't know. I mean, in terms of high level, I'd maybe go back to Reagan. But also, one of the reasons, and that's a good reason.
Saying that's why there's a lot of
that's
swell
a good
of
reason.
LBJ.
There's also the head coach who had his son killed. His son was killed. Like a week ago?
What?
Thanksgiving, I believe.
Shot in a parking lot.
What?
Up north. It's awful. Awful story, man.
I did not hear that story.
Yeah, so I think
that's horrible.
I was rooting for LBJ anyway. You gave a reason, and I think that reason probably Cameron tops it off.
Yeah, it's very sad story with the LBJ community right now. But Austin's rallied around them, and they were doing it already, like you said, Katie, but just very unfortunate. Very, very, very sad news.
Yeah, Rod, look it up when you get home. It's heartbreaking.
My heart hurts. That is horrible.
It's heartbreaking.
Wow, I didn't know that. Man, sorry, I apologize for my ignorance. Like, I didn't mean very cavalier to bring up that reason as opposed to...
No, we know you weren't. We know you weren't doing that. Yeah. And that also is another reason. I think, obviously, easiest reason now, you may not even like football and say, well, I can't believe what that family's going through.
And, that community and the family, man, that's really sad.
So we got high school football coming up, but we do have Stephen Kavler outside because he's going to be producing it. And Stephen has a home job. That is pretty good, but he can work from home, and it's in the IT world. And so a lot of times he will come in very relaxed, and I'll give him credit for that. But it's almost always sweatpants.
Yeah.
And
maybe showered last couple of days, maybe not.
But Steven even
he has
had
a scruffy look.
He's looking at me right now. He even had an extra look today when he came in because he is a big Oklahoma fan.
Yeah.
And he said he's been drinking a lot.
He looks like He looks like when you go to your boy's house and his woman broke up with
That's
him.
That's exactly what it looked like,
And you go over there just to check him, like, bro, you good? And he's like, I'm good, man. He's got his house shoes on. And he looked disheveled. And
four
like,
pizza boxes that he hadn't been thrown out yet.
Cheese, like,
hey,
like,
man, when did you get these? Since you left.
It's like Cheetos on his shirt and stuff. It's like, bro, you got some Cheeto dust on your shirt. It's like
saving it for later.
Hasn't shaved in a month.
No, he does. He looks like he looks depressed. A little depression going on. It's all right. Trust me, Longhorn fans, we've been there.
He's looking at me. He was looking at me right now, and I'm just thinking, Steven, misery loves company, buddy.
Can I ask Steve? Well, I guess, can I ask Steven something? This is for Sooners fans out there. Because Lincoln Riley, didn't he have dogs named Boomer and Sooner?
Yes.
What is he gonna do with his dogs? What do you rename a dog? You can't.
OJ.
Here's the good thing: OJ. Is it the dog? The dogs won't know. It's the humans that'll think it's weird.
What, to be a Boomer?
Paul and I talked about this. Yeah, because the dogs don't know.
The dogs know their names. Dogs know their names.
They don't know, but they don't know it's Boomer and Sooner though. They don't know the meaning. So they just know how it kind of sounds.
You can shorten it to Boom,
right?
And Schooner. Something like that.
Orinthiol. And
no, don't name him.
That'd be close.
Juice.
So Steven's coming in right now. Oh, Steven, we're having fun at your expense. You understand, as Texas fans, why the three of us are enjoying the shape you're in right now.
Oh, I mean, for sure. Absolutely. But, what it comes down to is just
set up.
Is it on?
Should be on. You there?
We good?
There he is. There he is.
All right. What I was saying is just what it comes down to is that it's just shocking, really. Is Chad texted me on Sunday when I was sitting on
his condolences.
Right. When I was sitting
Chad
on my
was
couch,
texting me left and right with BK. Chad tries to act like he's giving you comfort and he's eating.
No,
it.
He's loving it. He's loving
sadistic.
It. That's all I said was I was just shocked. That's all I could be for a while until. It was like, it's like the stages of grief. I was shocked, then I was upset, then I was angry.
Then you were drunk.
Then I was drunk, and then...
Where are you now?
And then where I'm at.
Back to drunk.
I do have to say, I do not have Cheetos dust on my shirt. I'm going to go ahead and throw that one out there for the people. And I did shower just before I came to the studio.
I believe that.
However, the rest of the way you described me is factual.
Venable's going to be the guy?
That seems to be a popular name in and around... the OU community and all the beat writers and everything out there.
Because you guys ran him out for his brother.
Right. Yeah.
That's the weird thing about how Venables and Heupel got pushed out and then they became possible candidates.
Yeah.
From what I understood.
Am I wrong about that?
Heupel was never a candidate.
He was run out.
Absolutely run out. Yeah. Apparently that relationship is not great.
Wasn't he married to the president's daughter?
He was married to someone like that, someone high up. Yeah, mm-hmm. Someone's daughter high up. But yeah, but Brent Venables and Bob Stoops still have a great relationship. And so that's obviously a big connection there. It would bring a lot of comfort to OU fans to have someone in the Stoops umbrella, is what a lot of people keep calling it. And I think, in my personal opinion, again, I have no reporting on this at all. This is just personal opinion. Who I want to be the coach would probably be a Brent Venables, to bring that defense back a little bit to what it used to be kind of in the early 2000s, maybe. Okay. But, you know.
How beloved is Bob Stoops now? I mean, I know he was always loved, but for him to step up now.
There were flowers after,
they put
at the
flowers
bottom
on the statue. Yeah. He is.
He's not dead.
He's in saint status now. He's in saint.
Yes. He's out recruiting. And I watched it. So they had the little press conference that they did to, I guess, reintroduce Bob. It was like an hour long thing. And he's pissed. Yeah. Bob Stoops is
pissed. I heard. So he's mid round playing golf.
Yes.
And he got the text, and he was livid because he had felt like, look, I'm the one that brought you here. But you know what? Lincoln Riley gave you 5 years.
Five great years.
Thank you, Rod.
it's the way it was conducted, to where, and then he's going out and doing all these shows where he's legitimately saying, you know, look, he's not technically lying, saying that, you know, Sunday morning was the first contact he had with USC. That's probably factual. But his people, reports are coming out left and right that he had been to L.A. multiple times. His people had been talking.
L.A. Times is reporting that his agent had been in talks with USC since September.
I believe that.
Right.
This didn't
so
happen overnight.
That's what the L.A. Times is reporting.
What pissed me off are the game plans, like the Baylor game plan.
Right.
Did not have a Lincoln feel to it.
And you had a bye week. You had a bye week, then the Baylor game that following. So you have 2 weeks to prepare for Baylor, and you come out and that's your game plan? No, he's checked out. He was checked out.
And he was distracted the whole time.
And probably recruiting for USC, too.
Right.
And even if you're not, essentially, that's what you're doing. Well, if you're selling yourself.
Exactly. That's the thing about recruiting nowadays, is as a head coach, you're selling yourself. And so it's not surprising. Everyone knew as soon as this news came out that we were going to lose those top five, top six guys. We knew it because they were there for Lincoln Riley. Mm-hmm. So
what about the current players? Because that's one of the things we teased that. We got into it. Get to hornfm.com. We got into that to start the show off with, but the Theo Weiss, Hazelwood, Mims. Stogner, Rattler.
Mims.
Thank you.
So Rattler in the transfer portal. So this is the report
that was going to happen.
Right. That was, no one's surprised at that. We all knew that was going to happen. The timing of him releasing it was kind of strange. It was like right after. So everyone was like, the people that aren't informed were saying, oh, he's just going to go to Riley. No, him and Lincoln Riley
don't like each other.
Riley texted him trying to get him to come, and he just said, good luck, LOL. That was the exact text he texted.
Hold on, to who?
To Riley. Riley texted Spencer Rattler after he entered the portal, and according to a report that I saw, Rattler just texted him, good luck, LOL.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised Lincoln actually even reached out.
I don't know. But then there's three or four of those guys that are in the portal that still have their financial aid, which normally that's a telling thing that if their financial aid is pulled, then they're going somewhere else. And if it's not pulled yet, there's still a chance that they come back. That's what OU fans are clinging on to with some of those guys. Yeah. But I think it was Theo Weiss, he specifically said in his goodbye tweet that he was going to continue another program, so he's probably gone. Stogner's probably gone. But if there's a couple of those guys that are just trying to see what they're out, maybe trying to see what their options are and bring them back depending on who we get.
It's amazing that Caleb Williams hasn't put his name in the portal yet. That must be Bob Stoops doing a hell of a job of selling the program to him.
Bob Stoops is everything that is life to anybody that can call themselves a Sooner fan right now. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. You're right.
You should, because I'm on my Twitter feed is all OU fans, OU reporters, all that, and just the outpouring of love and support for who that man is was just ridiculous, and I'm right there with him.
Y'all gonna need a bigger statue,
right?
another one on the other side.
Except for this one's gonna have a beard. He's gonna be a little scruffy,
a little older,
a little older.
The post Lincoln Riley Bob, right.
A little
statue.
Bit more of a belly,
for sure.
A little bit more
sure.
Of that fox golfing Bob. Yeah. All right, we appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, thanks, Steven. You're the man,
brother. Thank you, guys. I'm about to say good luck. I don't mean that. Good luck to you personally.
Yeah,
I love you.
Tell us sooner.
Good luck to you too.
Yeah. No, the Sooners are going through what Longhorn fans have gone through. What, three times in the last decade?
No, we've been there.
We've been there.
Holler if you need to talk. We know how to deal with breakups.
Right. And you know what? Longhorn fans and Sooner fans right now connecting on social media with their hatred of Lincoln Riley.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
How it's been weird.
Now they're bonding over hating Lincoln Riley. I'm like, what world are we living in?
It's been weird.
It's so weird.
I do love when you love someone so much and then turn around and hate them, which is why I've been pretty consistent with Brian Kelly. I didn't like him 10 days ago, and I kind of feel the same about him now.
It's a thin line.
It is thin line.
Between love and hate.
Oh, man.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Thanks to Stephen. If you missed Stephen and Cameron, they filled in for us last Wednesday and did a really
fantastic
good job. So you can go check that out at hornfm.com. Lucky to have both of those talented guys on board. We'll be back to tell you what's on tap.
All right, folks. Under the Lights coming up next. Woo! They're going to be at Bush's Chicken on Brody Lane. Coach Carter from Lake Travis is going to be on with them. And Reese Beauchamp of Vandegrift High School.
Yeah, down there as well. That's a great show. And we've got high school football. How great is that? That'll do it for us. Nice. We appreciate everyone listening. For Cameron, for Rod, even shout out to Steven. I'm Kevin. Y'all have a great one. Peace.
Peace.